real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. Five love languages. A lot of times we hear about love languages, and what are they? It's ways we communicate love to one another, and here they are: time, words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, and touch, human touch. In the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 15, it says this: "And Jesus laid his hands on them," namely on the children, "and went away." Remember, in this context, remember, parents were bringing their children to Jesus in order that he might touch them and pray over them. And the disciples were telling parents not to bring them. And Jesus said, "Let them come, for unto them belongs the kingdom of heaven." And then he continues to lay his hands on them to touch them. And then finally, it was time for him to move on and to carry out ministry in other places. Human touch is so important. The other day, my granddaughter Finley was over here, and she got her hand stuck in a door. And immediately after that happened, she got her hand stuck in the door. Oh, it felt so bad. She came running to me, jumped on my lap, put her arms around me. I put my arms around her, and I kissed her finger because it hurts so badly. And somehow, in some way, that helped. My wife's love language is not words of affirmation, not service, not time, not acts of service, or any of that. Do you know what her primary love language is? It's touch. And somehow, in some way, when she's hurting, if I can just hold her for a while, somehow that makes it feel better. At the precious church I'm at, Mount Hope Lutheran Church in Boulder, Colorado, there's a certain amount of widows there. And so oftentimes, many of them love to be hugged. And one of them told me, "Pastor Dave, I love to come here and get a hug from you because that's the only time during the week I actually have human touch." When I go into the hospital and I see people in the hospital who are ready to have surgery, you know, we'll talk a little bit and we'll talk about the surgery, and I'll talk about the presence of God in the midst of the surgery. And then I'll tell them, "Do you mind if I pray with you?" And of course, every time they say, "Absolutely, that'd be great if you'd pray with me." And so what do? I reach over and I hold their hand and I put my other hand on top and we pray together. And somehow the power of that human touch seemingly really makes a difference. You know what? A lot of times we talk about Jesus and being touched by the love of God, being touched by the love of God. We're broken sinners. We need God's grace. In his incredible mercy and grace, God dispatched Jesus to the cross, who died for us and rose again for us. And then through the Spirit's power, God touches our hearts and lives with this unconditional love and mercy and grace, all given to us because what Christ has done, it touches us. I can't imagine when we leave planet Earth and we go to heaven to be with the Lord. Can you imagine Jesus standing at a distance and waving? No. I've seen that picture, and you have too, and you can see it right here, where when a guy passes on, Jesus hugs him because there's power in the human touch. My friends, the bottom line of this devotion is we as human beings, generally speaking, need appropriate, I'm talking about appropriate human touch, and especially children need it. If you have kids or grandkids in your life, make sure that you communicate your love for them, your affection for them, through appropriate human touch. If it was good enough for Jesus, it should be good enough for us. Human touch is so important in communicating our love for one another. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If you feel led, would you consider giving to this ministry? Your tax-deductible donation helps us continue sharing the gospel with as many people as possible. Simply click the link in the description below. So come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.